This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub! What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
Don't you love, we love local, love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers.
But that's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Contact the show at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776, or email the show at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome to Friday, Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us today. Folks, we're going to hear from Drew Ott. He is going to be a senior at Giltner High School and compete for the Hornets again this fall and this winter in basketball and football, respectively. But earlier this week, he made a commitment to the Iowa Hawkeyes to play football for them. And we are going to hear what he has to say. Looking forward to that. That's going to be about 15 past the hour, roughly 11:30 past the hour. We're going to go to Pro Football Weekly. Eli Cabron is going to join us. Eli's been on from time to time, Pro Football Weekly. As being the raging pro football fan that I am, I think it is a publication that if you're a pro football fan and you don't have a subscription to Pro Football Weekly, well, I don't know how you're a pro football fan. You want to follow the latest news, the latest trends, everything going on with pro football, whether you're just a fantasy geek like some of us are, whether you're just a diehard NFC East fan, or pick your conference. They cover it all, and nobody does it better. Nobody at all does it better than what they do at Pro Football Weekly. And he's one of the associate editors, always gracious with his time. It got to the point. Doug's gone today, by the way.
I thought there was something different.
Yeah. So we're going to try and fight through an hour without our fearless leader, and we'll just do the best we can, Merritt. That's all people can ask for.
Yep.
By the way, we got some music back there.
We do.
I know people have probably got about another 40 minutes or 50 minutes of work till the noon hour, and strike up the band. I'm going a different direction here. No, we can do this too because
do this.
I'm just going right away here on the Doug and Daddy Show to life's promises for success. Promises from God on achieving your best. This comes from New York Times bestselling author Jimmy the Weasel Trassel. If you're struggling with your place in the world, things have become difficult and you feel like giving up, this little book will encourage you. Lift you up when you're wrestling with life, push you forward, motivate you to be a better person, and a more vital part of whatever team you serve. Whether if it's in a tattoo parlor or on the football. What? Oh, it doesn't say that. That little reading by Jimmy the Weasel Trassel, former football coach at Ohio State. We like to do that from time to time because we just think it's funny, and I appreciate that, Merritt. You striking that up that early in the show so I could get that out of the way. Doug doesn't think it's a big deal what Jim Tressel did, so you know you can't really do that when he's around. So
was this what we were looking for?
You can't play this when Doug's around either. He doesn't like to make it rain.
I was surprised when he requested it to talk about when Lil Wayne was coming to Omaha. I was like, wait, what?
That was odd. That was odd. We love Lil Wayne, and we love to make it rain.
And so, I do it consistently.
Yeah, we've got plenty of rain lately, so we've got that going for us. I know a lot of people followed. I don't know that a lot of people followed the NBA draft. Did you know that the NHL draft is tonight?
No idea.
I think that's you can be a huge sports fan. I don't think anybody realized that the NHL draft is tonight. And the Edmonton Oilers have the first pick. In or now on the clock. Good for them. Way to be them. I just had no idea. They just wrapped up and boom, they got a draft. There was no rest for those teams that are in the Stanley Cup finals. Much like the NBA. But
there's no rest at all for hockey. You're done and 2 months later you're back at it.
That's just it. And I got to be honest. If you didn't follow the NBA and what went on last night, everybody's heard by now. Kyrie Irving was the first overall pick for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and obviously a chance to, I guess, change the look of the franchise a little bit, and people think he's a sensational player. You didn't get to see him play. He's hurt with that foot injury a lot of last year. Four Texas players?
Yeah. They just continue to do it. There's talent there.
Well, there's talent there, but boy, when you're not, you got four NBA players in the first two rounds and you don't advance to, the Texas and Final Fours aren't really linked together in any way. And that's
not that we're heartbroken because of that.
Not that we're heartbroken at all, but they're not linked at all. They're not synonymous with one another. That's good. I'm going to write synonymous down because I've never been able to use that.
Can you write that
before down? Probably not.
I'll
have to get the old Word document out and make sure that I get at least close enough so it can identify it. But I thought that was interesting. Brothers go back-to-back, 13th and 14th. The Morris twins from Kansas, that's interesting. One to the Suns, one to the Rockets. And right in front of them, Alec Burks goes to the Jazz. And the Jazz were where a lot of people thought Jimmer might end up with your link to Utah and being able to sell tickets and whatnot. He goes to the Bucks, they trade him to Sacramento, which I guess there's worse people to work for than the Maloof brothers.
And thankfully, Sacramento gets to keep their team out of the whole deal.
There you go. So. Until the Maloofs gave him a reprieve for a year, will Sacramento step up to the plate and meet the demands that?
And I would think if you have Jimmer, that's just one more star to have in the city. And right now, he's the starting point guard for them.
Yeah, you would think, as good as he is, shooting the ball and scoring, I guess. It'll be interesting to see how his defense will translate. You would think they're probably... He's awfully quick. He can create a shot. He can do a lot of things. I still think, and I said yesterday on the show, and then it was interesting in the afternoon, they went the same direction I did on the sports shows, and even on SportsCenter saying... they say this is a weaker draft. Those big names aren't really out there for people to gobble up. But Jimmer was one of the headlines everybody wanted to follow. I mean, what we can do right now. I'm going to play a little. I'm going to play a little game. 1-888-455-3776. 1-888-455-3776. We're going to register you for that football, signed by Kyle Larson, signed by Alex Henry, and signed also by our very own Brett Maher, right here, Nebraska punter, place kicker. Now, past, present, future, we got a football signed by all three. Looking forward to that. 1-888-455-3776. We go to the phone lines. Who are we speaking with?
Lorne.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. It's a little favorite game we like to play. We're gonna give you a top 30 draft choice or phone book name. You get it right, we're going to register you for the football. Does that sound fair to you?
Sounds fair to me, I guess. It's your show, right?
Well, fair enough. Nolan Smith.
I would say that is a phone book name.
I'm sorry, Lauren. Call back again, 888-455-3776. Nolan Smith was selected last night, 21st, by the Portland Trail Blazers. Nolan Smith was actually a first-round draft pick. Back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Aaron.
Aaron. I'm going to go with David King.
Phone book.
You are correct. We just registered you for the football. Hang on to the line for just a minute. We're going to do that periodically throughout the hour. It's kind of interesting. If you get away from those Big 12 names, I don't think there's some names on here, unless you're a huge, huge NCAA basketball fan. And the others, European players, and there's a lot of different names out there. But Kyrie Irving, Derek Williams, I think from the NCAA tournament, you knew that he was Arizona and did some amazing things and was a highlight reel down the stretch. But really, I mean, even Tristan Thompson, unless you follow Big 12 basketball, maybe you relate, maybe you're very, very good at that, but I don't know that you recognize. It's certainly not the marquee names you're used to hearing and people excited for this year's class. But we'll do that again on and off throughout the hour, Merritt. We got one registered. We'll get three or four more throughout the hour. So we're looking forward to that. It's kind of interesting. Nolan Smith. You wouldn't think. Yeah, he's a Portland Trailblazer. Hey, folks, Bob Anderson got a heart. Show him your support and show him your heart by supporting him at a four-man scramble raffle and benefit dinner that's going on this Sunday, Buffalo Ridge Golf Course, 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock, the golf is. Not in the mood to golf, you got something else going on that day, stop out around 4:30 or 5. They've got raffles, they've got a benefit dinner. Donations be greatly accepted. Bob Anderson received his heart at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. He's now recovering at home. A new beginning for Bob Anderson, and a four-man scramble is going on to benefit him and his family. This is June 26th, that's this Sunday, 11 o'clock. Call them at Buffalo Ridge Golf Course for more information. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to be joined by Drew Ott, Giltner Hornet, and now a member of the Iowa Hawkeyes, Kirk Ferentz, and his squad a year from now. Back with on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
The health of your eyes is the focus at Optical Gallery. Dr. Mandy Johnson continues Optical Gallery's 25-year tradition of providing exceptional eye care for you and your family. From eye exams and contact lens fittings to the diagnosis and treatment of ocular conditions, plus a large selection of name brand frames and sunglasses, Optical Gallery, your source for personal, professional quality eye care. 220 West 39th Street, just south of Sun Mart. Call 234-9913. Online at opticalgalleryofkearney.com.
Murphy, where the heck are those reports?
Oh, that stuff? Didn't do them.
What?
Don't worry, it's cool. I scored this delicious BK breakfast muffin sandwich from Burger King this morning.
Your point?
The BK breakfast value menu has tasty choices starting at just a buck each, like the savory sausage biscuit. A decision that smart gives me license to be super dumb.
Murphy!
Offset your stupid with the BK breakfast value menu at Burger King, with lots of tasty choices starting at just a buck each, like Seattle's best coffee. It's a very smart move. Price and participation may vary.
Hello?
Mom, you always said nothing in life is free, but I bought a Whopper and got a 20-ounce soft drink at Burger King for free. It makes me wonder, if I watch the pot for long enough, I bet it would boil.
Well...
And if I can get a free soft drink when I buy a Whopper, maybe what's good for the goose isn't so great for the gander. Whatever those are.
I think you're beating a dead horse, dear.
Maybe I'll lead a horse to Burger King and make it drink for free.
I'm gonna put your father on.
Right now, purchase a Whopper sandwich and get an ice-cold 20-ounce soft drink for free. Only at Burger King. A la carte purchase. Excludes Whopper Jr. sandwiches. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are glad to have you along with us. We are glad to have the folks at Midway along with us as well every day here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We talk about their hassle-free pricing going on all day long at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Folks, every new and certified pre-owned vehicle is clearly priced, so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations. Who wants to negotiate when they'll set their bottom line price for you? Lifetime of car washes plus your first year maintenance free. Think hassle free. You think Midway.com. Check out Midway, folks. They're doing it. And check out Midway's all new Mopar Quick Lube immediate maintenance service at the Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram location. Call them today, $29.95 right now. You don't have to wait. It's done in 30 minutes. It's perfect for you. Check it out today. At Midway's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram location right north of Red Lobster. They're waiting for you, folks. They are waiting for you today. We are pleased to be joined right now on the Doug and Daddy Show by the newest member of the Iowa Hawkeyes recruiting class. He said yes to Kirk Ferentz and his coaching staff, and we are pleased to be joined by Drew Ott. He's a Giltner Hornet for another year, but he is an Iowa Hawkeye as soon as that year is over. Congratulations, Drew, and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, thank you.
Obviously, when you made this decision, the first question I had yesterday when we talked about you on the radio show was, why did you make this decision as early as you did and maybe not wait or maybe not accept all the other offers that would have came your way maybe when football season started?
Well, basically I was waiting on Nebraska, and then I was going to play that waiting game out because obviously I'd want to go to Nebraska being from Nebraska. Then they offered Sam Cotton a scholarship, so that's my position, is they were looking at me at tight end, and then later that day I think they got a commitment from Ohio at defensive end, so that basically took all my positions away from them, and then had Coach Ashby call Barney Cotton. They were talking, and they said they weren't going to offer me, so the wise decision was just to commit to Iowa because that was definitely at the top of my list of places to go.
Yeah, obviously some things stood out to you at Iowa. What were those things that separated them from other schools maybe that were talking to you and maybe other schools you visited?
Well, first of all, it's just like they're in the Big Ten and I'll get the chance to play Nebraska every year. And second, I just really like their strengths coach, Coach Doyle. He was the head guy over Coach Dobson. He's at Nebraska right now, so you know he's pretty good. And then I really like Coach Morgan. He's the guy that's been recruiting me. Really good guy, and then I had a good talk with Coach Ferentz and Coach Kaczynski, the defensive ends coach, and they all seem like really nice people, so really liked it there.
Drew Ott, the new commitment to the Iowa Hawkeyes out of Giltner. He has been a Hornet and still will be a Hornet entering his senior season this fall. And obviously, you've got another fall of football. And was it easy to get out of your way and just put everything behind you so you could concentrate on football and your team in Giltner?
Yeah, this way I don't have to be calling coaches all the time and talking to them. I'm done with the recruiting process, and now I can just focus on getting a state championship.
Yeah, Coach Morgan was one of those coaches. He was the one that actually made the phone call to you. Is that correct?
He called me earlier this year. He came out to our school, but I had to call him because it's against NCAA policy for a coach to call a player more than once. So.
What was his reaction when you said, I'd love to be a Hawkeye?
He was really excited. I think they're really excited to have me commit to them. They need defensive ends pretty soon, so should fit good.
They've had some success with their defensive ends and defensive line at Iowa, too. Many people don't realize that.
They told me the last 5 years, everyone that started on their defensive end has went to the pros, so that's a pretty good stat.
Not bad, and pretty exciting. If that's were you looking when you, at your college career, did you want to play defense or offense, or did it really matter to you?
It really didn't matter to me. I mean, if I was going to Nebraska, I just want to play there. But if I was going to get picky with it, I'd rather play defensive end. So that's what I wanted me at. So
obviously garnering attention from Kansas State, Iowa, and Nebraska. Do you feel like, though, that playing eight-man football hurt catch some people's eyes out there? Maybe the list would have been longer if you were playing maybe is this Grand Island High right down the road or just an 11-man school?
I don't think so, because they have camps we go to, and that's where you prove yourself, really. So in game film, I mean, football's still football, whether there's 11 or 8 people, so I don't think it really hurt too much.
Obviously, you've had a busy summer. Tell the folks what camps you've been to.
I've been down to the K-State camp for one day and went on like a little campus tour there, and then I was at 2 days camping at Nebraska, and then just last weekend I went on an unofficial visit to Iowa and did their camp. So,
Are we done with camps for the summer?
Yeah, I'm done.
Any basketball camps? Do you include basketball at all in the summer?
Last week when I went to K-State in Iowa, I had two all-day basketball camps that week. So,
What was the most competitive camp you went to?
I would say the Iowa camp ones. Had a bunch of Division I offers there at offensive line and stuff, so that was good competition.
You know, everybody's waiting, and I made a big deal out of it yesterday that one of the first things that Coach Pelini said when he took over is the recruiting base starts around Lincoln and extends from there. Obviously, you're disappointed, but you wanted to play the waiting game with Nebraska. Is Mike Schaaf in the same boat you are?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they haven't committed any offensive line, so he's probably in a better position than I was. So,
but he's got an offer from Iowa as well, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I think he really liked his camp tour there, too, so hopefully he'll join me there.
Well, Nebraska's had some success, a couple Miller North kids, and then I guess a Prater kid from Shada, and now there's another kid there from Miller North, and Iowa keeps coming into Nebraska and finding some recruits that they really like. Drew, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Congratulations. Personally, I think it's a huge deal and a huge honor to wherever you're playing to get to accept a scholarship at a Division I school like Iowa in the Big Ten, one of the biggest conferences in the nation, be on TV everywhere you go. Your mom and dad had to be really excited as well, huh?
Oh, yeah. Dad's pretty pumped about it. He's looking forward to the trips down to Iowa every Saturday.
Drew, stay healthy. Best of luck this season, Giltner Hornets, and enjoy the rest of your summer.
Yep, thank you. You too.
Thanks, Drew. As all of our guests were fed by our friends at Burger King, they've got 2 for $4 on the original chicken sandwiches, 2 for $4 on the breakfast sandwich or biscuit sandwiches. Breakfast is served till 11 a.m. every morning. You want a full menu? You want a burger in the morning? No problem. They've got it for you. A full menu offered 24 hours a day. Icy, frozen Coke, or cherry Coke, all sizes. Now just $1. 2 locations in Kearney to serve you. Also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Folks, when we come back, we're going to go to Pro Football Weekly. Eli Cabron is set to join us, associate editor, right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area today with a slight chance for some shower and storm activity as well, with a high around 83 with southeast winds staying about 10 to 20. Tonight there's a chance for scattered storms and a low at 65. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, 70.
Hey, welcome back. Doug and Daddy's show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. And it's that time of the year where everybody's waiting for training camps and free agency and everything, all the excitement of, you know, players that weren't drafted getting picked up, and that hasn't happened yet, and on and on and on. And I'm sure it's more frustrating when you're trying to write about pro football and there's no pro football going on. And we're pleased to be joined right now by Eli Cabron, Associate Editor of Pro Football Weekly. Eli, how frustrating is that to try and write about pro football with no pro football?
It's very frustrating. There's not a lot going on, but we still have a website and a newspaper to put out, so it's we're digging for stories. It's not as easy as it should be.
No, it's certainly not. This is really one of the fun times of the year. I'm sure it is for you guys preparing and everybody's piecing their team together. What is the latest you've heard on the labor negotiations, and in your mind, are we getting closer?
Well, the owners met in Chicago earlier this week, and then they followed that up by meeting face-to-face with some players and NFLPA Executive Director Damora Smith the last few days in outside of Boston. And from what we hear, there has been some progress. They've kind of they're getting closer on reaching a set number on how the revenue will be split. Now they're talking about a rookie wage scale, which was an important issue for both sides. So they're making progress, and a lot of people are saying that it's looking like it will be settled maybe in the middle of July, July 10th, around there. But obviously, it's hard to really know what's accurate out there and what's just people are just spreading myths. So until there's actually a deal signed, there's still questions to be answered. So it's looking positive, but there's still reason to be reluctant to hop on board.
Eli, what is the latest we could go with this deal and still have the preseason, I guess, people in training camp first, then the regular preseason games that have been scheduled, and then a regular season?
Well, it's looking like that mid-July date is the cutoff for maybe the first week of the preseason, which is probably why they're so important to get a deal done by then, because once there's games missed, then both owners and players start losing money, and then the whole deal gets changed. So probably July 15th, July 20th, something like that would be the latest they could go without missing any games, because the first game, the Hall of Fame game between the Bears and the Rams, I believe is the second week of August. So they would need some time before that in camp. So it's looking like mid-July would be the cutoff for early preseason games.
Are there still rulings from judges that influence this as well? Are we waiting on... You know, you hear the Circuit Court of Appeals. You hear the Supreme. I mean, they go to so many different ways to get things done. But it seems like when both sides are talking, are we still waiting from some judge to decide something?
Well, there are still rulings that could be handed down. But I think both sides are hoping that they can get it resolved themselves and that they can just throw out the lawsuits, because once the lawsuit is handed down, that gives one side leverage, and neither side really wants to be put at a disadvantage by the other. So they're both kind of hoping to get a deal done quickly. so that they don't have to hear what the court says. Now, the court may be actually stalling a bit because they see the progress being made in the talks, so they're not going to give their decision when they know that that would just maybe interrupt things. But, yeah, we're still waiting from the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals on their court ruling from earlier this month. They met on June 3rd, I believe, in St. Louis. So we're still waiting for that, but that could just provide leverage most likely to the owners. So that's an incentive for the players to try to get a deal done before that's handed down.
Associate editor of Pro Football Weekly, Eli Cabron, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show right here on ESPN's Radio Superstation. Eli, the free agent deal will take off immediately once the deal is reached. That will be probably, obviously, way faster pace than we've saw it on any other year. Who are the big names that will emerge quickly that will headline that group?
Well, the top free agent is Raiders cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah, one of the best corners in the league. He's looking for money that usually you pay to a quarterback. He was paid a handsome amount last year by the Raiders, but he is not likely to stay in Oakland. So a lot of those NFC East teams, the Redskins, the Cowboys, the Eagles, they could all be looking at a guy like Nnamdi Asamoah. There's going to be some quarterbacks moving. Kevin Cobb, the quarterback of the Eagles, he's not a free agent, but he could get traded as soon as this lockout's over. The Arizona Cardinals are a team that's looking at him. Donovan McNabb will most likely be released by the Redskins. He'll be moving on. So there's a lot of impact players that could be moving, but headlined by Nnamdi Asamoah of the Raiders.
You know, Mark Bulger is another quarterback name out there that is maybe Kurt Warner, I guess, made some interesting comments about him earlier in the week. Any word on him?
Yeah, he's backed up for the Ravens last year, but a lot of people think that he could still be a starter in this league. A team like the Cardinals or a team like the Vikings that could use a veteran quarterback, they could be looking at Mark Bulger. He's not the most mobile person, obviously, at his age, but he can still make all the throws. And yet, like you said, Kurt Warner kind of hyped him up a little bit in the media. He's a former teammate of his with St. Louis. So Mark Bulger is going to be an interesting person. The Ravens, I think, would actually like to bring him back, but depending on the market for him, he might be just too – the incentive to start somewhere would be too valuable to a guy like Bulger.
The kids that did not get drafted, that normally a team will pick up 15, 20 extra players, invite them to camps, have an opportunity. Will that list be limited this year with the short amount of time there will be ready to get ready for the season?
Well, there has been some discussion from the NFL's competition committee that they might expand training camp rosters for just that reason because, like you said, usually undrafted players or late-round picks have all summer to show their worth to coaches and prove that they are worthy of being on the team. Well, that's not happening this year. So instead of bringing 80 players to camp and then cutting that down to 53, there's been talk that maybe they'll expand the rosters to 90 players so that coaches get more of a chance to see these guys for a longer time and to prove their worth. But still, you're behind the eight ball if you're an undrafted player just because you have not been able to meet with coaches or show off what you can do, but these voluntary workouts that the players have gone through, all the drafted players have been meeting with their teammates and without having a playbook, learning the plays kind of. Well, an undrafted player is way behind there, so it's going to be an uphill climb, but if they expand the rosters, that will give more players an opportunity despite the shortened offseason.
Eli, the rookie pay scale is something that it keeps rearing its head. That's something, though, that both sides are really for, aren't they?
Yeah, both sides before. The owners are not really big fans of having these rookies come in and automatically being the number one highest-paid player. And the veterans are not really happy with the same thing. I mean, Sam Bradford came in the league last year, and he was already making more than, like, Drew Brees, which just doesn't seem fair for him, a guy that has never thrown a pass.
Right.
But the way that they want to figure it is that the owners want to keep them locked up for longer, maybe a five-year deal with the pay scale. Well, the players are saying, well, if they've earned their right to renegotiate their contract and work it again, they want it a bit shorter. So they're still working on the length and the amount of a pay scale, but I think it is something that both sides kind of agree would be good for they'd be beneficial for each. So that's something that's likely to be put into this new CBA as a rookie wage scale. It's just depending on how much money is in there and how long, and then also for which picks. Is it all first-rounders? Is it all draft picks? That's something they got to figure out.
Is there a sense of urgency all of a sudden, or in the last week, have we got more of a sense of urgency from the owners and from the commissioner on getting this deal done?
I think there is, because, like I said earlier, the once they start missing preseason games, then they're starting to lose money, because those preseason games, though they're not the highest rated or most well attended in the stands, there's still people coming in, people buying tickets, people watching on TV, advertisers paying, so that's money that they could be gaining, and if those games are missed, that's money out of their pockets. And also another thing is interesting, that advertisers, products like beer companies, Coca-Cola, stuff like that, that tend to advertise on the NFL, if they don't see that there's a game, they might start putting their money elsewhere, into college football, into NASCAR, into some other type of revenue for advertising. And that's money also that the NFL doesn't want to lose. So they want to get a deal done soon so that they can tell their sponsors that there will be a full season, that they'll sell all their preseason games and make all that revenue. So they want to get a deal done as quickly as possible. And the players obviously want to do the same, because the free agents want to sign contracts and rookies want to meet with their coaches and they want to get the season started. So there's really they're coming down to the wire here on getting a deal done.
Well, the rookies, you know, people coming into this league have all yet to sign their contracts as well, right?
Right. Rookies have not earned a dime yet, and that's going to be an issue too, because while teams are looking to sign veteran free agents, they also got to get all their rookies in camp. There could be probably more holdouts this year than ever before, just because there's such a little amount of time. I mean, it's hard to be naive, but I'm guessing that there's been some under-the-table talks between agents and teams about when this deal gets done, maybe this will be our contract and so and such. So it's probably that they've been talking, but there still will be a lot of chaos, because there was 250 players drafted in April, and now there's all these free agents and there's the undrafted free agents. So there's a lot to be done in a short amount of time.
Eli Cabron, associate editor of Pro Football Weekly, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Eli, before I let you go, with Nebraska going to the Big Ten, everybody was trying to switch their attention from the Big 12 to the Big Ten players and learn names and whatnot. Terrell Pryor will be eligible for, I guess there will be a supplemental draft if they can fit that in sometime. Where do you see him going?
Maybe not
round-wise, or what people have to give up for the guy?
Well, he and his agent Drew Rosenhaus believe that he's a first-round pick, and that seems almost impossible at this point. It's looking like he'll probably be a fourth or fifth-round pick, depending on what teams see in him. The interesting thing will be, is he a quarterback or is he a receiver? He's really fast. He's pretty tall. His accuracy as a quarterback was questioned, and his mental makeup obviously is questioned too, after he kind of put his team at Ohio State in violation and got his coach fired. So that's not really a good way to enter the NFL. It'll be interesting to see which team snaps him up. I wouldn't be surprised if it's one of the teams that are needing a quarterback, maybe like the Raiders or something like that, but also maybe a veteran team that could use a third quarterback, an athletic player, the Jets maybe, something like that, that could use him in a Brad Smith way. So there's a lot of different possibilities for Terrell Pryor. It's really not clear right now when even the supplemental draft will be held. So that's something to watch as well.
Eli, we really appreciate the time. You've got great insight, as you always do. We look forward to catching up with you again. Let's get this deal resolved.
Yeah, thank you. I agree.
Eli, thanks so much. Eli Cabron, associate editor of Pro Football Weekly. Folks, I'm telling you, if you're a football fan out there and you've never saw Pro Football Weekly, never taken the time to pick it up, get online, go to Pro Football Weekly, and make it happen. It's a publication second to none. You get it about Wednesday of every week. The information's right there. Every game is broke down. They've got audibles, they call it, what people are saying about, you know, stars on the college level, what GMs are saying, watching people, you know, they will highlight, I'm sure, that Jared Crick, if you're following his career, there'll be people talking about Jared, and people talking about Alfonso Denard, and people talking about Levante David. There's some great insight. You can follow your favorite team throughout. They do a section on every team, what they're hearing behind the scenes, injury-wise. It is just an awesome, awesome publication. Eli Cabron is one of the best. We love to catch up with Eli, get his insight, and it's really invaluable knowledge if you're an NFL pro football fan, and like so many people are out there. we got to get this deal done. We got to get this deal done. Hopefully we can get it done, hopefully by July 10th, like he says, and get some movement, and then there'll be a lot of action going on because there's not a whole lot of time to get people. And granted, the players are all in shape. They stay in shape now. It's different than it was 25 years ago. It's not the same deal there. But for these rookies and stuff, getting them up to speed with game plans and playbooks and whatnot, it's simply going to be very, very difficult with the lack of time that they've had to work with them. But we'll have to wait and see how that's going on. Mayor, we got to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we return, more chances for you to register for our football. And we'll even talk about thinking about the College World Series again back after this.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Hey everyone, Doug Duda here. There is something big happening in our area, and I wanted to personally tell you about it. It's the folks over at the Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. You spoke, and they've listened. Both Midway locations have now made the decision to ease not only your car buying experience, but your entire ownership experience. And I'm proud to introduce hassle-free pricing at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Every new and certified pre-owned vehicle is clearly priced so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations and you can feel confident that you got the best price. The values don't end there. You'll also get a lifetime of car washes and your first year's maintenance free. It's hassle-free pricing, free car washes, and free maintenance. You've got to check it out. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac in Kearney, or online, as always, at thinkmidway.com. That's thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Shop Menards Summer Sale for hot deals and all of your home improvement needs. Update your home with a Richmond water heater. The water heater experts. Choose from a number of models on sale. A 50-gallon electric model features the EverClean self-cleaning system that fights sediment buildup, backed by a 9-year warranty. A 50-gallon water heater by Richmond is on sale for just $319. Dedicated to service and quality. Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When gas prices go up, demand for SUVs and trucks go down, causing our lot to be full of low-mile, pre-owned trucks and SUVs. Hi, folks. This is Alan Hoyt, sales manager of Kerr Chevrolet. If you're considering upgrading to a newer, more efficient truck or SUV, you don't want to miss out on this great opportunity. We promise you no high-pressure tactics, no hassles, because that's the way we do business. So stop by and take a look. We're located at 800 South Burlington in Hastings or online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Hey everybody, Doug Duda here for Misco's in Kearney. Baseball and softball may have hit the midway point of the year, but it's certainly not over. And that's why Misco's wants me to tell you about their baseball blowout going on now. Take 40% off clubs, bat bags, pants, catchers and umpires gear. Little League baseball and girls softball bats are 40% off too. Also check out this year's supply of Legion baseball bats, only $50 each while supplies last. Don't wait, it's the baseball blowout going on now at the new Misco's. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney. Tell them Doug and Daddy sent you.
Show.
Oh, man, you got to watch where you're stepping around here.
Blake Shelton, ladies and gentlemen, Nebraska Land Days tonight. Brad Paisley, Blake Sheldon. That's two great names coming to Central / Western Nebraska tonight. Blake Shelton and Brad Paisley. I know a lot of people actually are headed down there and they're going to be part of that. It's the river has stayed away. I know they were putting sandbags and stuff all over North Platte and got the park saved, and hopefully that water is going to be receding a little bit. And, you don't want to involve, it's a big event for North Platte, a lot of people, and what a mess that could have been. Hopefully everybody's holding up well out there. You know, a couple other national notes. Jim Riegelman quits over his contract, and I've just got to say, unbelievable to the management of the Washington Nationals. The guy's won 11 out of his last 12. Yeah, they're hot right now. They're going to cool off. They're not going to win 11 out of the next 12, I wouldn't think, and keep going on that. But, you know, he told his agent, you know, they're paying him $600,000, folks. They weren't paying him. Jason Wirth, you know, what did he get, $128 million or something, $125 million, the contract Jason Wirth signed, seven, 8-year deal. You know, they can pay him that kind of money, but the manager that's the leader of everything was getting $600,000. You couldn't pick up the option on the contract? That's just weird. Okay, maybe they got crazy and we're going to get, maybe his contract stated that he get $800,000 or, I don't know, $1 million. He got crazy and paid the guy $1 million. You're paying Jason Wirth $125 million over the next 7 years. The guy apparently was happy to be there and was doing a good job, and it's just pretty amazing that you find yourself just shaking your head. The other 9 games back of the Phillies, 38-37, but 11 out of your last 12, you would have thought somebody could have stepped to the plate and said, Jim, let's get this deal figured out. I mean, no, you don't want to work like that. You don't want to work under conditions you think is, you know, where nobody appreciates the job you're doing. Nobody expected anything from the Washington Nationals. If he'd have said, it'd have been an even money bet. Who would have a better record June 24th at this time? The Nationals or the Royals? I think a lot of people would pick, it'd been a 50-50 deal. People taking the Nationals, people taking the Royals. Nationals are playing good baseball. Couldn't stomach to see their manager opt for another year. They couldn't opt to sign him to another year. I just don't understand that. Anyway, college football news. Urban Meyer will now be calling games. He's going to be in the booth, and he's going to be working with play-by-play announcer Dave Pasch and analyst Chris Spielman. Basically, he's going to be doing that 11 o'clock slot time that largely involved Big Ten games. So probably be seeing Urban Meyer around the social circles in the Big Ten, because he's going to be doing the game day stuff and the stories they do leading up to that. So he's got that going on as well now. And everybody thought that he's going to be eyeing these coaching jobs. Certainly the right one's going to have to come along. And if you're ailing physically and health-wise, as he was supposedly, think you'd probably find a cushy spot in a booth and just enjoy your time there. I got to think that's going to be a big deal. Merritt, College World Series again. Record crowd. It was over. It was over. It never felt like Cal was ever in it last night. I don't know. I really don't know. I thought that I really enjoyed college baseball, and really got heavily invested, I guess, emotionally with when Nebraska started to do good. Call me a bandwagon. Yeah, it was 12 years ago, about 2 years before they made the College World Series, that got really emotionally invested and you really cared about college baseball and the excitement level that it brought. I got to be honest. There's no excitement. They had a niche product. And they've chose to basically throw the deal.
Well, it just doesn't work when you change the bats and get into a bigger stadium where the home runs don't work. You're just putting yourself behind the eight ball twice, and it's just not helpful.
You know, Virginia jumps on the board with two in the third, and then they add on four in the sixth, and it's kind of, you know, 8-1. You think, you know, in the old days, you would have thought until that last pitch in the ninth got them out. You know, the pitchers can attack you now. They can, you know, the 3-1 count is not a, you know, they're going to throw it around the strike zone. Nobody's finding a way to blast the ball. And if you saw the Omaha World Herald today, Dirk Chatelain wrote an article, batters hit the snooze button in a College World Series, it's lacking drama. And that's really, that says it all right there. You jump on this team early, whoever gets the lead, it just seems like the other one is basically done.
Well, you have two favorites that are just dominating their matches. Whenever you have a rematch of that, it's whoever won the last time, so it's not like they're getting revenge or avenging anything. They're just falling right back behind, and so it's just not exciting.
You got two games today. You got the 1 o'clock matchup, Florida Vanderbilt, and then tonight South Carolina meets up with Virginia and the SEC dominating the College World Series. And folks, we'd love to have an email, or if you're driving down the road right now and have been to Ameritrade or TD Ameritrade Park and have checked out the new stadium and what it brings to the table, we'd love to have an email shipped to DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can give us a phone call at 888-455-3776. Excuse me, that's 455-ESPN. I'm out there. But the teams left, obviously very, very talented baseball teams. I just, there was an excitement level to college baseball that seems to be it's vanished right now. And hopefully, you know, the stars in college baseball, you know, you only get to see them basically for 1 year usually because they're gone to the, you know, those guys that are picked in the top three rounds. I think Florida's catcher, obviously an amazing prospect to watch and does some nice things and whatnot. But, you know, he's one that stands out that's still, you know, 18 home runs entering the College World Series, can do some really exciting things offensively. But let's be honest, the offensive numbers are down, and Dirk points that out. I think it was 233 in his column without having the column opened up to me, you know, right in front of me right now. You know, the people are hitting at the College World Series, and, you know, that's not going to bring a level of excitement. Something that is bringing a level of excitement is the article that, you know, and these articles are all over. Nebraska requesting 21,000 tickets for the Wisconsin football game. That is an astounding number of tickets. And Holly Adam, the ticket manager, said she's never saw demand for a game as they've had for Wisconsin. That is wild. 21,000 Husker fans want to invade Madison, Wisconsin for that game. And, you know, they've got the other road games where people have requested. Wyoming, 12,500. That's kind of a staggering amount, too, seeing how the stadium, I think, only holds about 38 or 40,000, maybe. Michigan, 10,500. Penn State, shy of 7,000. You know, Washington, they said this year was right up there as one of those highest requested games, but 21,000 tickets for the Badgers showdown with the Huskers.
We got some Wimbledon news. Venus does move on, so you're happy on that women's side of things, and Andy Roddick, of course, doesn't. Sad day. Again.
He goes home to Brooklyn Decker. Too bad, it's too sad. Yeah. That wouldn't break anybody's heart. Mayor, let's get a couple more people registered right now.
That's fine with me.
Couple more people registered. 888-455-3776. We're taking you up to the noon hour. 888-455-3776. You got a trivia question, Merritt?
Oh, I thought we were going to do the phone book NBA draft thing.
Well, we can do the
phone book.
Everybody's
excited about that. The lines are lighting up.
Well, that's great. But I'm going to tell you about Troutman's Quality Meat right now. Steaks are all age, a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. All kinds of ribs, folks. They've got it fresh out of the smokehouse. Wieners, brats, hot brats, state fair brats, Polish sausage, Andouille sausage, bacon-wrapped shoulder. you need to just try the regular hot dogs, bacon-wrapped chicken breast. Folks, they've got it all for you. That bacon-wrapped chicken breast on sale, $5.39 a pound. The sausages are fresh out of the smokehouse. My favorite's the State Fair brought. Carrie does a fabulous job. We talk about it all the time. You need to check out the meat at Troutman's Quality Meats. And they've got the fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's as well. The sausage is really fresh out of the smokehouse, folks. We tell you about it all the time. The meats and cheeses at Troutman's, second to none. Certified Angus beef. They'll custom cut any of your meat selections, whatever it is you want. They've got it for you. Troutman's Quality Meats. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. It's right across the street from Bob's Superstore, East Highway 30 in Kearney. Mayor, we go on the phone lines?
Sounds good to me.
Who are we chatting with?
Cody.
Cody, how are you today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm all right. We're going to play Draft Choice or Phone Book. Norris Cole.
Draft Choice.
Congratulations. Hang on the phone line. We'll tell you a little bit about Norris Cole. He was 6'2", 175-pound point guard. He was drafted from where the hotbed of point guards come from all across the land, Cleveland State. Cleveland State. Unbelievable. Norris Cole, the 28th pick overall. And congratulations. We appreciate adding you to our list of winners. Go back to the phone lines. Who are we speaking with?
Jason.
Trey Tompkins.
Phone book.
Sorry, Jason. Try again. 1-888-455-3776. Trey Tompkins, drafted out of Georgia. He was a junior, 6'9", 247-pound power forward. Who we got on the phone now? Nobody wanted to talk to us. That's fair enough. We go back to the phone lines. Who are we speaking with?
Mike.
Hey, Mike, how's your day going?
It's going great so far.
How about Jeremy Tyler?
He sounds like a draft pick.
Wow, you are correct. Hang on the phone line. Merritt will get your information. Yes, he was taken 39th by the Charlotte Bobcats. He is a center/power forward, 6'11". Wow. 6'11", Jeremy Tyler. I mean, I you can get the obvious, like Kyle Singler, Shelvin Mack. But there's a lot of names out here that you're just astonished by going, wow, how in the world these guys, have we not heard of them when they're one of the 60 best basketball players apparently in the world? It's basically what you got. One more, Merritt?
One more.
One more. Who are we speaking with? Who are we speaking with?
Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. I'm going to throw you a curveball. Reggie Jackson.
That's the phone book name.
Sorry, Kyle. Reggie Jackson's a point guard from Boston College. Merritt, we are done. We got a couple people registered. Appreciate it. Reggie Jackson, 6'3", 205-pound point guard out of Boston College. Appreciate you guys joining us all today. Doug was out. He's on the pro golf circuit for the summer, so he's banging it around out there somewhere. I thank Drew Ott, new member of the Iowa Hawkeyes recruiting class, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show and getting his thoughts. Also want to thank Eli Cabron from Pro Football Weekly to get his thoughts on how soon the collective bargaining agreement will be reached and people will be meet in the middle and everybody can get along again and we will have football, what everybody is craving. So we want to thank those two guys along with you for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Merritt, have a great weekend.
You too, buddy.
Be safe this weekend. Folks, if you're headed to see Blake Shelton and Brad Paisley, should be a great concert. Really appreciate it. By the way, the three words of the week, our contest, the Big Dally's Deli sandwich goes to Bob.
Yep, Bob locked it up.
Bob locked it up. We appreciate Bob for sending us those in. We'll have another chance for you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.